بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the Prophet and the believers of his family and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We resume the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, and this is chapter 2, verse 126. قال الله تعالى وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ قال ومن كفر فأمتعه قليلا ثم أضطره إلى عذاب النار وبئس المصير. And remember when Ibrahim said, so in this verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding his prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to remind mankind and tell them what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam said in the invocation in Mecca while he was there to re-establish the foundations of the Kaaba. And Mecca in this is known, it's a city. When Ibrahim said, my Lord, make this city a place of security and provide its people with fruits. In the Arabic it is called Balda, and the Balad is a name of a place inhabited, and this could cover a major city or a small one. All are called in Arabic Balad, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Mecca as Balad, as in Surah At-Teen, in Wat-Tini Wat-Zaytuni Wat-Tur Sinin وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also referred to it as Qarya. Okay, there it is, Wat-Tini Wat-Zaytun, by the fig and the olive, by Mount Sinai, and by this city of security, meaning Mecca. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it Qarya, meaning a town, as in Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 47:13. وكأي من قرية هي أشد قوة من قريتك التي أخرجتك أهلكناهم. And many a town, قرية, stronger than your town, Mecca, which has driven you out, we have destroyed, and there was none to help them. So back to the first, to the beginning of the statement, please, the same Surah Al-Baqarah. So the invocation was concerning the city of Mecca. رب اجعل هذا بلدا آمنا. O Allah, make this place a place of security from every fear, from all types of fear. And when the city is, or the place is secure, then it's also its inhabitants. And this is more eloquent to refer to it to the city. And of course, the people are part of the city, but in this case, it comprises both the city and its inhabitants. وَلِذَلِكْ كَانَ هَذَا أَبْلَغْ. And that's why this is more eloquent. وَرْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ. And provide its people. Look now, he didn't say and provide the city. He said and provide its people. Different from the case which we discussed just earlier. Here he said and provide its people, because the city, yani it's the people who are the ones who receive the bounties and the provisions. So make this city a place of security and provide its people with what? With fruits. With fruits. Fruits from the date palms, from grapes, from all kinds of fruits. And Ibrahim asked Allah this invocation. He invoked Allah for this because Mecca was a place without, not known for agriculture place or producing these fruits and vegetations and the like, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it in Surah Ibrahim verse 37, in chapter 14 verse 37. In his invocation there, رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. O our Lord, I have made some of my offspring to dwell in an uncultivable valley by your sacred house, in order ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. O our Lord, that they may perform salah, establish the prayer, so fill some hearts among men with love towards them, and O Allah, provide them with fruits so that they may give thanks. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to the invocation of Ibrahim alayhi salam, as we read in Surah Al-Qasas in 28:57, يُجْبَى إِلَيْهِ ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ رِزْقًا مِّن لَدُنَّا. And they say, if we follow the guidance with you, we would be snatched away from our land. Have we not established for them a secure sanctuary, Mecca, to which are brought fruits of all kinds, a provision from ourselves, but most of them know not. Back to the statement, please, the first statement. Allah said, and remember when Ibrahim said, my Lord, make this city a place of security and provide its people with fruits, such of them as believe in Allah, من آمن, such of them as believe in Allah and the last day. And al-Iman, faith, linguistically it means attestation. The linguistic meaning of Iman is attestation, and the legal meaning, al-Shar'i, the legal meaning of Iman is التصديق المستلزم للقبول والإذعان. It means attestation which entails acceptance and submission. And belief in Allah comprises belief in His existence, in His Lordship, in His Godship, in His names and His attributes. This is the belief in Allah. And I want to repeat this, because some people say of others that they are believers when they are not. The belief in Allah, the legal meaning of it is attestation, which entails acceptance and submission. Acceptance to everything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed, and submission to that, without any hesitation. And that the Iman, belief in Allah, comprises the belief in His existence and in His Lordship, His divinity or Godship, and His Asma wa Sifat, and His names and attributes. This is the such of them as believe in Allah and the last day, and the last day is Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of resurrection. And it is called Al-Yawm al-Akhir, the last day, because there is no day after that. There is no day after that. Then let's have now the next statement. So, من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر قال ومن كفر. So, Allah answered, as for him who disbelieves, also is going to be included in being given the provisions. I shall leave him in contentment for a while. قال فمن كفر قال ومن كفر فأمتعه قليلا. But listen here to the etiquette of Ibrahim. You know, yesterday when we discussed the previous verses, when Allah told Ibrahim that he was making him an imam, a leader for mankind, he invoked Allah, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي, and from my offspring. Allah gave him a conditional response. Gave him a conditional response. Meaning not from all your offspring, because some of them will be on shirk. Now here look how he, now Ibrahim now, in his invocation now, he restricted. He said, مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, whoever believed in Allah and the last day. And this is from his etiquette. You know, remembering his earlier invocation when he said, verily, I am going to make you a leader of mankind, he said, and of my offspring. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not include the wrongdoers from them. Now he's asking him for the believers, not for everyone, those who believe in Allah and the last day. And this is from his perfect etiquette with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah made it clear to him that he will provide provisions to this house in Mecca, to the sanctuary. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ, and those who disbelieve, will be given from the provisions of Allah, which will be brought to this city of Mecca. However, there, I shall leave him in contentment for a while. So there will be contentment, there will be provision, but for a while. Because all of this life is going to come to an end. It goes away very quickly. So this contentment for a while, this could mean a while time-wise and also could mean little. Because time is short. No matter how man reaches in age, it is really of little. It is little. It's short. So this term qaleel refers to short in time and also little as to its value. Listen to what Allah said in this regard in Surah Al-Ahqaf, verse 35. In Surah Al-Ahqaf, verse 35, 46, 35. كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ مَا يُوعَدُونَ لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا سَاعَةً مِّن نَهَارٍ. كأنهم يوم يرون ما يوعدون لم يلبثوا إلا ساعة من نهار. Thereof be patient, O Muhammad, as did the messengers of strong will, and be in no haste about them, the disbelievers, on the day when they will see that the torment which they had promised, which they are promised, as if it had not stayed more than an hour in a single day. So again here, the enjoyment is also for a short period of time. And whatever contentment is there, it is also little as to what is there in the hereafter. As the Prophet ﷺ said, the place of a stick of yours in paradise is better than this whole life and what's in it. And even though it's a short period of time, but it is mixed with unease, worries, and so forth. As the poet said, فَيَوْمٌ عَلَيْنَا وَيَوْمٌ لَنَا وَيَوْمٌ نُسَاءُ وَيَوْمٌ نُصَرُ. A day counted for us, and a day is against us. And وَيَوْمُ النُّسَاءُ وَيَوْمُ النُّصَرُ. A day will be pleased and a day will be not pleased. And if you want to really to know the reality of the matter, then look at your life and try to think as to what is left of your life and compare it to what already elapsed. Now we all know that we left many days behind us. But whatever we left behind, it is as if nothing. Now in this time we are in, but as to that which passed, it is as if it is nothing. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, describing this life, he said, إِنَّمَا my example and the example of this life is like a rider on a journey. قَالَ فِي ظِلِّ شَجَرَةٍ, took rest in the shade of a tree. فِي يَوْمٍ صَائِفٍ, on a day which is a summer day. ثم راح وتركها, then he moved on and left it behind. This hadith is reported by Ahmad, Tirmidhi, and Ibn Majah, and Al-Shaykh Al-Albani said that it is sahih, it's authentic. This is all life. A person took rest in the shade of a tree, then left, went on. And this is life, all of it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the next statement, فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا ثُمَّ أَضْطَرُّهُ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ النَّارِ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. So I shall leave him in contentment for a while, then I shall compel him to the torment of the fire, and worst indeed is that destination. Compel him into. That is because when the people of the fire of hell, when they see the fire, they will slow down and try to, you know, hold off as if they can prevent themselves from going in. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I shall compel him to the torment of the fire. Because everyone wants to flee from the fire of hell, but it's inevitable for those upon whom the word of Allah is justified, and the word of Allah is always justified, meaning deservingly. Listen how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described their cases in Surah At-Tur in 52:13. يَوْمَ يُدَعُونَ إِلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ دَعَى. The day when they will be pushed down by force to the fire of hell with a horrible, forceful pushing. The points of benefit of this verse. Number one. The merit of Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is deducted from the beginning of the verse when Allah said, and remember when Ibrahim said such and such, because this and remember when Ibrahim said, this is a matter which deserves your attention, so give it your attention. and then proclaim and make known what is the story of Ibrahim in his invocation. So this in itself reflects the merit of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Secondly, the advice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam concerning the city of Mecca, where he invoked Allah to make it a safe place, and Allah answered his call, as in Surah At-Teen 96 earlier, وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ. Allah swore by Mecca as a secure and safe place. And listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also referred to it in Surah Al-Ankabut in 29 verse 67. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا حَرَمًا آمِنًا وَيُتَخَطَّفُ النَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِهِمْ. Have they not seen that we have made Mecca a sanctuary secure, and that men are being snatched away from all around them? And also in the verses which we discussed last night, وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا. And when we have made the house of Allah مثابة, a resort to mankind and a safe place. This is 225. And remember, when we made the house a place of resort for mankind and a place of safety. And from the benefits that Allah, that Ibrahim alayhi salam asked Allah to provide fruits to those who believe in Allah and the last day, so he asked two things, security and comfort of life. So he asked for security and comfort of life, and Allah answered him. So there Mecca turned to a safe place where fruits is brought to it from every country, from every land, and its people are safe and secure. And therefore, this makes it incumbent upon them to have more thanks to Allah than others for what Allah had bestowed upon them. And from the benefits is the good etiquette of Ibrahim in his dua, and we learned the way he did it earlier. And from the benefits is that the belief in Allah and in the last day is from the matters that bring forth security and provisions. It's a cause. And the more a person is strong, the stronger the person in his iman in Allah and in the last day, then he will be more secure. And this is a very great benefit. قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-An'am in chapter 6 verse 82, الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون. It is those who believe in Tawheed and confuse not their belief with shirk, with dhulm, which means shirk. For them only there is security, and they are the guided. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those. And from the benefits is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give the person who asks him, he may give him more than that which he asks, due to a wisdom. That is because Ibrahim alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide fruits to those who believe therein, to those who believe in Allah and in the last day. But Allah said, وَمَنْ كَفَرْ, also the one who is a kafir, also he will be given. But here there could be a problem. Does this saying of Allah, وَمَنْ كَفَرْ, and those who, whoever, when he commits kufr, does this entail the affirmation of the disbelief of the disbeliever in Mecca? Does this entail an attestation for the kafir on his kufr in Mecca, or it doesn't? The answer is that it does not entail that. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear in Surah At-Tawbah in chapter 9, verse 28. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسٌ فَلَا يَقْرَبُوا الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ بَعْدَ عَامِهِمْ هَذَا. So there is no excuse for the kafir on his kufr in Mecca due to the fact that Allah will give him from the provisions. This does not entail it, as you know from this verse in Surah At-Tawbah, all who you believe in Tawheed, the mushriks are najas, impure, so let them not come near the al-masjid al-haram in Mecca after this year. And if you fear poverty, etc., Allah will enrich you, if he will, out of his bounty. From the benefits is that the kafir receives the provision from Allah. That the kafir receives provisions from Allah. His provision is from Allah. However, if he is going to, be held accountable. However, he is going to be held accountable concerning this provision on the day of resurrection. He will be held accountable. There will be also accountability. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-A'raf, Allah said in 7:32, قل من حرم زينة الله التي أخرج لعباده والطيبات من الرزق قل هي للذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا خالصة يوم القيامة. Say, O Muhammad, who has forbidden the adoration with clothes given by Allah, which he has produced for his slaves, and all the kinds of halal طيبات? Say, they are in the life of this world for those who believe, and exclusively for them, the believers, on the day of resurrection. Meaning that disbelievers will not share that. Thus we explain the laws in details for people who have knowledge. Also listen to this also in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 93. لَيْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جُنَاحٌ فِي مَا طَعِمُوا إِذَا مَتَّقَوْا وَآمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ ثُمَّ اتَّقَوْا وَأَحْسَنُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who believe and do righteous good deeds, there is no sin on them for what they ate in the past, if they fear Allah by keeping away from forbidden things, and believe and do righteous good deeds, and again fear Allah and believe, and once again fear Allah and do good deeds with ihsan, with perfection, with goodness, and Allah loves the good doers. So the kafirs are excluded from this. So even if the kafir will receive the provision from Allah, he's going to be held accountable for that on the day of resurrection. And from the benefits is that man is in need to invoke Allah. Irrespective of his rank, No one can relinquish the invocation ever. And that the invocation, the dua, has effect concerning what is sought. Has effect concerning what is sought. Whether its objective is to repel something harmful or to bring forth something beloved. Had there been no effect for dua, then the dua, the invocation would be in vain. Would be worthless. And now we know then for the wrong statement of those who say, there is no need for dua, there is no need to invoke Allah. If Allah had written everything that will take place, so whether I invoke Him or not, you know, it's the same. If Allah did not write it for me, then it will not take place whether I invoke or not. This is a futile argument. The answer to this is, Allah قد كتبه بناء على دعائك. Allah had written it and preordained it based upon your invocation. And if you don't invocate Him, it will not take place. Just like if one says, I will not eat the food, so if Allah intends for me to live, I will live, even if I don't eat. And if He intended that I will die, then I will die, even if I will stuff my belly. We will say to Him, لكن الأكل سبب للحياة. We will tell Him that food is a reason for life, is a cause, effective cause. And denying that invocation is a cause is denying something very apparent. Given is something given, because we know for certain in that which we have been informed and in that which we have witnessed and to what befell us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preordains matters by dua. Allah told us in the Quran many narrations concerning the response to the caller or to the one who invokes Him. And also this happens to a man. So many things happen to him where he resorts to Allah, invokes Him, and he will find it manifested with his own eyes as a result of his invocation. So therefore the Sharia, the revelation, and reality both refute this argument. Refute the argument that dua has no effect. This is futile. This is false. And from the benefits, the clemency of Ibrahim towards the people, because he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a safe place for people who come to it. Also his clemency in asking Allah to provide for them. And from this also we know that the provisions of Allah comprises both the believers and the non-believers. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Hud in chapter 11 verse 6, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. And no moving living creature is there on earth but its provision is due from Allah. and he knows its dwelling place and its deposit in the uterus, in the grave, you name it, all is in clear book, and this is in the preserved tablet, written and known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see small tiny animals in their holes, Allah brings them the provisions. So many of these little animals, even deaf and blind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives from his provisions all that it needs, and it will eat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all able to do all things. And from the benefits is that we should utilize this time we are living in that which is beneficial to us on the day of resurrection. And the small beneficial work, or the little beneficial work that we may do, is amplified with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reward. 10 times to 700 times to many more times. And from the benefits, and here I have to have a comment here concerning this, when we say we should utilize this time we are living in, what will be beneficial for us on the day of resurrection, we should take this really very seriously. Because so many things passed in our lives which we feel that we don't know about them. So many things went wrong. So many things we did wrong. And therefore we should utilize every breath of ours in that which is beneficial to us, to prepare for the coming life. And another benefit is the affirmation of the punishment in hellfire. And from the points of benefit, affirming the speech of Allah. Affirming the speech of Allah. Because Allah said, قَالَ قَالَ, He said, and that it is with letters and heard voice. He's saying, وَمَنْ كَفَرْ, and whoever disbelieves, is composed of letters. And the evidence that it is a speech with heard voice is the conversation with Ibrahim. Had it not that Ibrahim was able to hear the sound, then it would, you know, it could not be considered as a conversation. It won't be. And from the benefits is affirming the hearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah hears Ibrahim while Ibrahim invoking him. And from the benefits is affirming the last day. And that the final one is, when Allah speaks about the fire to be a worse destination, then he should benefit from this saying of Allah to work so that he can save himself from the fire of hell. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from hell and to make us from the people of paradise. He is the most merciful, and he is the one who responds to the believers who invoke him.